up somewhere off the coast of British Columbia. Where are you, Dana?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Thank you. Way up northern, back and over it again. Storm after storm after storm, 7 weeks of them. Never seen nothing like it. The locals and the fuel docks
really?
Are all... Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I got some good time on the coast, though, and it's naked. Two species in the low tide zones only.
Two?
Same species. Two. And, yeah, it's shocking. It's worse than down south. And I might slur a few words. I got another injury, and so...
What happened?
I bit a chunk of aluminum, so I damaged my gums and a few teeth.
And you bit a chunk of aluminum because you thought your jaws were vice grip pliers?
No, bad weather, and by myself, and so I had to change tanks, and I got a low stern that takes water, and so I went stern onto it. I couldn't get the change to go smoothly, and just one of those days, and so you stumble and trip, and there's nothing you can do about it. My shoulder gave out on me, and so because like that's just where my body is, it's all broken up anyway, and so my arm gave out, then my shoulder gave out, and that led to me not having the strength to be able to hang her down. So it's getting pretty rough. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be able to transfer the motor onto the Zodiac. Once I get it on, they're going to have to leave it on and tow the bloody thing around. And that's okay, I guess. But not the way I had things planned out. And like you say, you're trying to do everything by yourself, and you're going to get these injuries. There's nothing you can do about it.
You know. Dana, listen. Now, I'm telling you this as a friend. You have proven beyond any superhuman margin that you have done the impossible. It might be time for you to head back down home and wait till spring.
Oh,
I think it's time.
Look that way. It's not... you can only do what you can do with 7 weeks of storm. I've never seen that. It's usually... 3 or 4 days of bad weather, 3 or 4 days of good weather. And
I understand.
Just all winters there. And 7 weeks? Just unbelievable storms. And now tonight and tomorrow it's going to be just complete storm force again. And so you can't get a break. And of course, I'm staying on the boat. And that's just got me, I guess it got me the whole body out of whack. And that made me, I've been at this a long time. So
are you to a point now, my friend, where you can go home with your head high and know you've done your best? I know how you think about things, and you don't take no for an answer, but you've proven, and you've got the data, you've got plenty of data to make a documentary or two.
Brilliant data, Jeff. It's real. And so... I don't know, you know, losing the momentum is a big issue. Don't want to lose that momentum. And to do the rest of the coastline, now I got friends who are commercial divers up here, and so I can use that as a platform and anchor out, tie up with those guys at nighttime. And they're going to be working the same areas as I'm going to. These are people I know really well that I dove with year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got a big, huge outfit. You know, they've been out here 3 decades doing this coastline all year long, diving it, and they can see the difference. And so being able to take advantage of all of that is pretty, it's pretty hard to pass up on. It's a problem, but my body, I don't think, is going to allow me to do it. And so that would be the salvation, and that showed up yesterday,
mm-hmm.
was that I would have a big, huge platform to put everything onto, free up all kinds of room.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, to tell you the truth. This, like I said earlier, you know, my shoulder's blown, my arm's blown. I can't use the crutch.
You got to look. Dana, your physical condition now is putting you in real jeopardy, and we don't need to have any accidents here.
Other than what
we've had. Maybe it's time to go home.
home is a long way away. It's a good beating trying to get home, too. And so maybe what I'm going to end up doing is starting to head down, and I'll just dodge down slowly. And pick
that's
up
what I was thinking.
And there's a bunch of little communities along the way I can pull into and wait it out and catch some pictures all the way down the coastline. That'll have to do, I guess, anything I can figure out. I don't think my body can stand it much longer. Just
no.
One more, and I'm going to be in trouble. And
no, you've gotten your free ride already. You're lucky, and let's not push it.
Yeah, I got lucky so many times. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I keep getting lucky. I'm not sure 100% what the brain is going to do, but at this stage, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like I can do it much.
Okay, you got to listen to that voice.
Aching at this stage. So.
You need to listen to that voice.
But the ocean can't last, see? And that's the problem, the urgency of this. You know, if I can last even another 2 or 3 weeks, and I guess that's what I call a trip back, is take 2 or 3 weeks and probably stay in hotel.
So take the slow trip down the coast and just take another look. Maybe you'll get a look at some things you didn't see on the way up. You're way up there. You've gotten far enough, I think. The news from...
There's nothing here, so what are you going to do? I mean, it's my goodness. It's, you know, so boring being on the beach, folks. If you don't understand, normally you would take like a square meter frame and you lay it on the low tide line and count all the species in it. But there is nothing in any of those frames. It's a waste of time to lug it around because there's nothing there. There's nothing there to it. Like, that's what I mean. You would count 200 or 300 species in that square meter normally.
Yeah.
And that's missing. All missing. And it's just, there's no way to carry out any kind of scientific survey because there's nothing to survey. It's just, there's nothing there. And that is shocking. I mean, that is truly just, it's gone. And so they can't deny that. And the data we got as we go down the coastline will do. Because, you know, you can't deny the amount of islands out there that are just stripped naked. These were all outside islands, Jeff. And they had less than the inside down on Vancouver Island, which never had very much. Just a handful of species, a couple of handfuls of species. But totally naked. All the birds are missing, all the migratory, all the residential birds are missing.
Uh-huh.
And the only flock of birds was a flock of seagulls. I mean, my goodness, yeah. And so what are we going to do, you know, how are they going to deal with this if they don't come out and start telling the truth, if they don't come out and admit that
they don't, you know, I hate to say this, but
yeah, I know.
They don't give a damn about accountability.
They're not going to have to, though.
Well, yeah.
They're going to have to for themselves, for the pensions or for the children.
How do we get the data in their face? Beside the internet.
I mean, you do a fantastic job.
Well,
you've been at it for a long time. And you're hitting all the right spots every chance you get. You're educating the people. And, I mean, this is a dead Pacific Ocean, and people are going to snap as they wake up. And so they need a narrative. The media needs a narrative to work with. And apologists are just going to have to suck it up and take the abuse because they've done it and they lied about it for so long. I mean, right now, if they were just to close all the nuclear PR firms down, you know, these are the troublemakers. They're frustrating everybody. You can't have a debate because you've got this system of trolls that are paid by the industry to come out.
Misrepresent
it. Yeah, bananas and potato chips and walking in the sunshine.
Yeah.
But they're up in the media, and everybody runs with it in the media, and everybody pukes it up and regurgitates it out. And, yeah, you can't have a lucid conversation with anybody. You know. You know yourself.
You can't.
It's
no, you can't. You
really... People are smart enough to tell the difference.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
No. You're right. You said you can't have a lucid conversation with many people, and you're 100% correct.
Yeah, it's because they listen to so many lies, and they're supposed to be able to trust those people, and they can't concede that these people would actually lie or misrepresent the topic. They just can't wrap their mind around that, and I get that. So it's up to those people to come out and be honest and throw the nuclear industry under the bus, and the nuclear industry has to suck it up because they can't survive any longer. They can keep the charade alive maybe another few months or half a year, but I can't see them keeping it alive much longer. You can't ignore what's going to happen with a dead Pacific. 50% of the oxygen on the planet. It's the biggest sequester of carbon. And the basis of the food chain, now everything else is dying and missing and showing signs of just being completely disassociated with its normal patterns. How much longer can they keep that up? They can't. They just kept it up for 3.5 years because the die-offs were happening right away. We just didn't get on top of that right away because we were so trying to verify it.
Well, the die-offs now are becoming so obscenely obvious, and yet... And yet, all along the West Coast, the real estate industry, the tourism industry, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to hear about it. They'll hide it. They'll cover it up. It's all about money and greed. They don't give a damn. I'm
serious. All they got to do is say Ken Buesler. That's all they got to do is say Ken Buesler. In Canada, they say Jay Cohen.
Jeez.
And then they switch off.
Yeah.
So well, whatever those people says, which is nonsense, go ahead, Jeff.
No, Ken Buesler, I don't know the man. He's never been on the program. He started out to say some credible things, and then he turned south. And I don't know what happened, but he is no longer doing what he could have done. It's not a surprise. They've got their own people there.
That's what everybody says. Well, Ken Buesler didn't say that. He said he only found so-and-so.
They're actually quoting him. How sad.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody quotes him. And that is... They don't quote anybody else. Well, why not go quote a nuclear scientist? Why always this Ken Buesler, a marine chemist? Why quote those people? Same as Jay Cohen, marine chemist. Where are the nuclear scientists?
Oh, they're both they're both marine chemists. I didn't know they both were.
Right. Yeah, both of them are.
Well, this guy, Jay Cohen, didn't he just recently come out of nowhere, sort of?
Yes, $600,000 grant to go around to the communities in British Columbia.
There you go.
And have town hall meetings and show them pictures of bananas and walking in sunshine. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Well, there you
and
go.
So his job is to go explain radiation to the community.
Yeah.
And let them know that it's harmless and it's benign. And this is what he's actually going to go around and tell people, and I find it offensive.
It's horribly offensive. Horribly offensive.
Yes.
There's a new website, relatively new, in the last, I guess, month or two, and he is featured on there practically on every story the time I looked at it, and I said, this is bogus BS. It's wrong.
Yeah.
You could tell in the first couple sentences how it was written. It was crap.
Yeah, and no one bothers to fact-check it. And so the whole system is living this outrageous lie, and you can't have a debate about it because that means you have to fact-check something. And so they just let them regurgitate whatever it is.
That means work.
Yeah, but like you say, they expose themselves the minute they try to have a debate because it's non-debatable, so they just assert the same... potatoes, and it's like potatoes is what they tell everybody. It was like walking in sunshine. It was like bananas, potassium 40. And these are, once again, through every video throughout history that I collected up, they all say the same bloody things, and that's why I come after it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, at some point, somebody's going to say, out there will have to say, no, it's not like a banana. But you won't hear it. You can't find it.
But
if they were to do that, they would change the whole conversation. There'd be a way forward. That's all I'm trying to say, I guess, is that if somebody out there in the mainstream media would go back at them and say, actually, no, it's not. It's not like a banana. A banana is harmless. This stuff can harm you. He would lose that ability, or he would be giving it up, say, if they staged it and he went out and done that. Then the media could actually have a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And slip it in there, because I think the people wouldn't even notice the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to do that no different than if there was a meteorite coming at this planet, and we couldn't see it. But the media was talking about it, and everybody was paying attention.
Correct.
Yep. They wouldn't say it was like a banana. They would say this thing is very harmful, and they get serious, and what are we going to do? And then this entire planet can put, you know, thousands of institutions to work on solving some of the riddles that we need to solve, and there's a way forward.
We could get hit next week with a meteorite plenty big enough to cause a hell of a problem all over the planet. And it wouldn't. How often have we heard, and you folks know this, I've posted stories, Dana probably has too, meteorite discovered will pass between Earth and Moon tomorrow morning. They didn't even see it. And sometimes they'll have a story, it passed between the Earth and the Moon, and we didn't see it.
A lot of times it's that. Apparently most of them are like that. They already passed before they've seen them.
Or before they tell us.
Well, they know, obviously, you're a good point. And that's the whole point is we never paid them for them to have the exclusives. We pay them all the monies, all these watchdogs we got in place in order to tell us. And instead we get the Fox or whoever version, and that pacifies everybody. But that's not what we actually pay for. And so we lulled ourselves into this world where we're so complacent, we're happy with cable as a source, or TV, or movies even, as a source of our education. But yet our institutions are full of academic studies that we paid for, and nobody even bothers reading it.
No.
You know, an academic writes a book, he can expect around 50 people to buy it.
If that.
So, I mean, and so what's the sense of reading it? But imaginable. That's the most valuable stuff imaginable.
Correct. There was a book written recently by a group of capable people who were not shills for the nuclear industry, at least most of them. And the book was full of good information. Rich Wilcox over in Japan told me about it. And they named the book the dumbest name for a book you could imagine. If they tried to name a book to make it inviting or unappealing, they couldn't have done a better job. So it's always an angle they're playing, always. Now, the other thing I want to mention is that all we can do, Dana, is all we can do. And you've done that. And I don't want you to feel like you're failing in any way. You're not. Look at the headlines. Look at that. Of course you do. My God, and the load you carry. Look at the headlines. Sea creatures sick, dying or disappearing at alarming rates all along the Pacific coast. Do you see that in the newspapers?
Yeah.
No.
I don't get...
Well, you don't. I'm speaking rhetorically to the audience. Do you folks see that? Hell no. You don't see any of it. Now, here's the rest of the quote. Some wonder if it's fallout from Fukushima. Now, this is the first time this 4 years in March that they're beginning to finally say, could it be the radioactivity? For up until this point, they talk about viruses, talk about acidification of the ocean, all this BS, constant BS. And now they're finally forced to having to admit, could it be fallout from Fukushima? Yes, not only could it be, it is. And we're losing it all. We're losing the North Pacific Ocean. It's too late to stop it. We are going to lose almost all the wildlife, the marine life, the sea life in the North Pacific Ocean. It's going to be gone. And then it'll spread to the south. It's just not stoppable. There's nothing that can be done. There's nothing that TEPCO is doing. There's nothing TEPCO is going to do. Oh, they're trying to build little robots now to go into, I guess, Reactor Building 1. It's going to go on for decades and decades. And if you think that the sea life in this ocean is going to survive this for decades, you better think again. They found plutonium floating all over the ocean in little tiny nano bits, and it takes one millionth of a gram of plutonium to kill somebody. I forget. It's some incredibly tiny amount. And
that one will give you cancer. A single atom. And you can put 2 million atoms on the head of a needle and you still can't see them. And so that's enough for 2 million cancers. if it was distributed.
On the head of a needle.
On the head of a needle, you still wouldn't see it, 2 million of them. But each one of those will give somebody or a creature, an animal, a mammal, cancer.
Yeah.
And there's enough come out of Fukushima just in one reactor, not counting all the fuel pools on the roof that are missing and caught fire and aerosol.
Well, when the MOX reactor blew up, that was a nuclear explosion, and that blew up
all over the place. Hot particles, every one of them. They're all hot particles. They're maniacal particles. Yeah. They're the worst thing that happened to this planet. The fact they sprayed salt water, sulfur peroxide, hydrogen.
They're not even talking about over 200 different nuclides that are out there in the water and being dumped every day.
Ones. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's brutal what they got done. And there's no one in control, and it's the government. The government owns most shares in TEPCO anyway.
Yeah.
And so the government is calling all the shots. Yep. And why wouldn't they? Because how could... No company could fix or deal or plan forward with this anyway. The whole planet needs to be involved. It's time for the entire planet to just drop the baggage and come together and try to deal with the future, because it's bad, and the effects are showing up.
They're so obvious. Hold on a minute, will you, Dana? We're still trying to get Yochi, who is in Japan, and I'm a little concerned about him because he went there to scout the sites, the venues, for the 2020 Olympics to see what the radiation was there. And they knew he was coming, and I hope he's all right. We'll be right back. Hang on. Okay, and we're back talking to Dana Durnford, nuclearproctologist.org. Is it ORG, Dana?
Yes, it is. That's
okay,
right.
Just want to be sure. Nuclearproctologist.org, his website, is loaded with staggering information. Let me also suggest that you do continue to watch, even though it's not in the news. You need to know, if you live along the West Coast, you're right in harm's way. And they're not going to tell you. And I'm not telling you to pack up and move away tomorrow, but you can do things to make the inside of your home at least relatively safer than the outside. We're literally in a situation now that the inside air in your home is often better than the outside air. Now, I can't point to any particular area and disprove or prove any of this. All I can do is suggest that you get your own Geiger counter, set your own benchmark readings, and track it. Or watch we have our own little network set up. You can find it on the right-hand column under the Fukushima nuclear catastrophe. Look for the radioactive, the yellow radiation symbol, Fukushima radiation on America. It's all right there. You can see active 24-hour-a-day live metering going on of the air, looking for cesium-137, which is the direct result of the Fukushima Daiichi disaster. There are reports now, and it always amuses me how they try to make TEPCO out to be, Dana, somehow responsible. TEPCO racing to process 280,000 tons of tainted water. Well, they don't call it contaminated by radiation. It's deadly radioactive water. And 280,000 tons, they can't process anything. They've got machines that look for one or two radionuclides, and that's it. And there are well over 200 out there that are not only in these water tanks, but they're in the tunnels underneath the plant, the wrecked, destroyed plant. They're not going to be able to do it. It isn't going to happen. There's another one here. Radiation killing sea creatures along the Pacific coast. Okay? Let me read the headline here. Sea creatures sick, dying, disappearing. And they say, some wonder if it's fallout, as I said. But the big kicker here is we may be on the precipice of a major extinction event. Maybe?
Maybe.
Dana's already found out that it's happened.
It's here. Yes, it is. And it ain't going to repair itself. The ocean, normally you could plow in a coastline a couple hundred meters and come back in a few weeks, and the creature's deeper on both sides would have filled it up.
Uh-huh.
The ocean is not doing that, but the ocean was a super life and full of larvae and eggs, and it's still not doing it. And so that would mean it's going to be through Pacific Nation countries. It's not going to be no different than it is here, than it is anywhere else, because the whole coastline from one end to the other end is not confirmed, but boat ends are empty. So how can anything be in the middle? Because it's an ocean. And so what we were trying to do was just document it and just really show it as it is, and that'll have to wait till spring. Not much we can do about it unless something different.
I think you need to go home with your head high, and if you need some help getting home, there are people listening who will come up and help you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's something I got to think about over the next day or two, because this is what I've been thinking about. Once my shoulder blew out, that means I can't use sticks no more, and I can't move things.
No, Dana, come on. It's not, look.
That's what I say. I can't do nothing.
No, you got to be.
I'm only thinking about what do I do? Do I leave the operation up here, or do I move it down the coastline?
If you can, take it down the coastline. If you can't, leave it there until you can get back to get it. If you can trundle your way down bit by bit, just take it easy.
That was the better idea, but like you say, it's every muscle in my body is aching. Every single thing in my body hurts, and I'm still on the boat 7 weeks. And so that just, if the weather had done its normal routine, you would have got out there and you've been on the beaches and you've been running around to the islands, and that would get you kinks out of your system, so I guess, so
sure.
to speak. Keep you active. But when you're just sat there and you can't do nothing and nobody else can do nothing and there's nobody on the go because the weather is bad and it's blowing hard, so there's nobody moving, no one to talk to, and you're crammed in on the little boat. Not that I mind that. Not that I mind anything like that. It's just that's caught up with me, so not much you can do about it. But to go back to those headlines that you were talking about, everything in the ocean needs each other, and when the majority of them are missing, then that spells a disaster. When they're all missing, and just some little tiny hanger-ons, and you can't stop the source of the problem, then this is really...
They'll be all gone in another year. They'll be gone.
Well. Yeah. What do you think they're going to do, Jeff, personally, yourself?
They'll just ignore it. They'll just keep it out of the press. They won't talk.
Yeah.
People just go and look at the beach and say, it's just beautiful here. It's real clean, no life, nothing. They people just have a tremendous proclivity, a propensity, a talent for denial. They just deny. They don't want to face it.
What do you think they're going to do? Say there was a critical mass awakening. What do you think they might do? Any concept on that top?
Oh, they might hold a news conference once a month and lie. They don't even hold news conferences. They've got the whole thing in their pocket. Look at the Japanese people, following along in lockstep. They're dying. They're sick. The lies just keep coming out. 13 billion times more neutrons were released from Fukushima than admitted. 13 billion times more. Not 10 times more. Not 100 times more. 13 billion times more. So the lies have been monumental. Fukushima. Fukushima has been far worse than anyone has ever said or quantified. And it's not nearly over. It's not even, it's just in its infancy. It's going to keep getting worse. I'm very worried about Yoichi, because he went to Japan with his new secrets law in place. And all he was going to do was check out the nuclear. The current nuclear condition of the Olympic venues that he could get to and report. Now, do they want that? Hell no. So, I mean, the guy is more than brave, and I heard from him yesterday, but they're talking about moving it out and away from Tokyo Bay, where they were originally going to put the water event. It's nuts.
To another country and have it.
Of course. All right. Hold on, Dana, if you can hang in there. I really appreciate you helping out tonight. I'm worried about Yoichi. I hope he's all right. And we'll find out. All right. We'll be back in just a minute with Dana Durnford, who is way up on the British Columbia coast, all alone in the dark, trying to do the work that this government should be doing for us every damn day of the week, every day of the year. He's doing it, and we'll be back. Okay, we're back. I'm trying to get a video to load here. They're noticing a coral is dying, and they're wondering why. Let's see, we don't want a transcript, we want video. I don't know why some of these places make it real hard to get videos to play, but maybe there is no video. It's supposed to be. Let's see. I might as well reload the page. Dana, when you where are you right now? Are you on the beach?
No, up in Prince Rupert at the wharf.
You're at the wharf. Okay. What do you see? Or what do you see around you right now? Lights? People?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, there's no people, but there's a couple of hundred boats tied up. I'm tied up with the dive fleet right now. There's
the dive fleet is still going out? What are they bringing in?
They're doing sea urchins.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, now they're doing sea urchins. I got some good underwater footage, and, like, they will pick, say, 20,000 pieces a day each.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you'll go down, normally you'll find a football field, and there's sort of my milk giving me a hard time. And they're all talking about the same thing, how the ocean has definitely something strange is going on. But, I mean, they're target Pacific on the bigger species. And the footage that I got from underwater myself was showing they weren't on no kelp whatsoever. It was clinging to the urchins, and that's what they eat is algae. And they weren't on it. Now, normally they crawl on top of the kelp. And this is something that every time we do see the urchins, there's not many of them. It's hard picking. They're telling me that themselves.
Uh-huh.
But I'm seeing it myself with the underwater footage. But you're not seeing anything else there. You're not seeing scallops. And you're not seeing the big visible marine life that's normally in that area, the big plankton's. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. seeing enemies and everything. There's not none of that there whatsoever. There was just a little bit of thin kelp and in the sea urchins, but they weren't feeding. And so that is really odd looking to see. Now, they're telling me they do come across some big patches of the sea urchins, but they're no good.
Meaning, what does no good mean?
Which means that, well, the reproductive organ, what they call the uni, is the prized ones. It was around $1,400 a kilogram.
Huh.
And in Japan and Osaka at the ocean block, it's a very prized delicacy. And it's normally, that's the reproductive organs, there's five of them, and they're very robust looking. They look like chunks of gold. They get that same color, and it's kind of like eating cotton candy. I used to eat about 20 urchins a day and on the ocean floor itself. It's just pure energy is what it really is. But the dogs
you'd eat them right down. You'd eat them right down there on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. I used to eat scallop, crack the shell right there on the spot, and clean it with a predator shell to pop that and take the regulator, you know, and stick them in there. But I used to dive full face all the time, and so you would have to flood your mask. But yeah, I could eat 6 or 7 scallops a day and at least 20 sea urchins a day myself, and I check the quality that way. And that way you don't have to come up and make sandwiches.
And plus, you
know, I was down there 6 hours a day every day. That's 2 marathons on the human body every day. And so the only way you can do that is you eat incredible amounts of food, just inconceivable amounts. Like your breakfast is 3 pork chops and everything else that you can fit on the plate, peppers, and it's just ridiculous amount of food. Go ahead, Zoe. And Zoe wanted to go out on the deck, get some water. But they're telling me the quality is really bad. And now, I know that the buyers were buying it last year right at the wharf here for almost double prices, which is they told me it was really unusual. They were really going mad for it, but they're not doing it this year. And they're not getting, no, they're like me, they're tied up the whole bloody time. They're sitting there the whole bloody time. They can't get out there and get on their spot. Same as me, I can't get out there. I got the same days in as Dave didn't, guys. And that's another bonus, is where I know all these people. I can hook up with them next time and use them as a platform and also as a fuel source, because they have packers coming with fuel. And so go out and see what they're doing, look at their product. Okay, Zoe? Yeah, sorry, Jeff.
That's okay.
Okay, Zoe.
That's all right. You got some friends, you got some companionship there, and that's fine with me.
Hey, Zoe, there's an otter that hangs right down here, and she doesn't like the otter. That's about the only thing. Go inside, Zoe. It's blowing up here right now. It's going to gust up to 90 kilometers an hour over the next couple of days. And then there's another storm right behind that, and another one right behind that.
Well, they're not coming down here. They're coming over across where you are and then dropping down into the middle U.S. It's that
same thing.
Yeah,
they're hammering this area. Everybody's saying it. They've never seen nothing like it. They've never seen a streak of weather like this.
Really?
Where you got storm after storm. The fuel docks are telling me that repeatedly, that because there's a lot of people up here going sports fishing, they can't get out in the harbor. And they got a huge harbor here. Now, the Skeena River is right alongside me. I was going to go up that, but it's too rough. I took a shot at it a few days back, and you can go up 300 miles up the river. Just because of the bad weather, I figured that'd be an option to go up and map out that area. You can't even get up there. It's just too rough. It's too rough, you know. So they've never seen nothing like this. It's basically the point I'm trying to make. I haven't either, and I worked this whole coastline dove it commercially year after year, and I've never seen weather like this. It's just, it's untenable. Nobody can do nothing. Everybody's saying the same thing. It's very suspect, you know, and because I know the coastline so well, it doesn't take much for me to get out there and get on those spots. I know them
Got
all
it.
Really well.
Sure, yeah.
And I can't get out there.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. If you go home and go back out, you feel better, get your strength back, and you can get back out in April,
yeah.
May. Will that be helpful?
Yeah, the idea was to do this in the winter and then be able to do the Northwest Passage in the spring, because that's the only opportunity you get to do that spot.
I see.
Right?
And well, so, yeah, but still, even if you just did the coastline, the BC coastline right. in the winter
yeah.
and then back in the spring again, you're going to
yeah,
see
no,
some differences.
Zoe, that's okay, Zoe. No,
hi,
no,
Zoe.
Right,
hi, Zoe.
Yeah, she's sorry. She right. never does that. It's just all the last couple of days here, she's been a little spooky. Or something.
Well, she's worried because you're talking to yourself now. She doesn't see anybody.
Yeah. No, it's pretty rough. I don't do much time. I took a pretty good hit, man. That really messed me up. And there's nothing you can do about it. And yeah. No matter who you are, if you bang your head or bang your arm or bang your knee, you really hurt yourself. It feels really stupid.
Dana,
anyway,
how cold is it?
Like
how cold is it up there?
We're doing pretty good, plus sixes and sevens.
What's that in Fahrenheit?
Celsius. I don't know. No, they're okay. Not letting you out to because you'll start burning again. But it's warm enough that you only need a couple of sweaters on and a medium jacket, so that's pretty good. And so I'm fortunate for that, but we're going to have major rain the next couple of days. You get a lot of rain because there's a lot of forest along the coastline. And like you say, this coastline doesn't get that ice in the winter, and the ice doesn't scrub the coastline.
Right.
And so the coastline was very rich, and the upper tidal zones, the high tide line, was very rich of marine life, and all of that is missing. And like you say, the insects were missing all summer.
That's bizarre.
You know the whole story, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
well, our
yeah,
listeners
really
do, too,
cool.
Thanks to you. Has any of the folks up there talked about the insect issue as well?
I ask people when I get an opportunity, and it's just the way people are, I guess. But they kind of, some of them get it, some of them don't get it. They're not able to recall the insects at all. But some say,
isn't
yeah,
that
no.
weird? I still think it's denial. I just think
yeah.
that they shut off. They don't want to have
it
to is. Entertain this stuff.
Educated people, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
They switch
yeah.
off. Yeah. You go back to the football game. And I actually hear that, right? Did you switch right?
Oh, yeah.
Or something?
I'm sure.
I don't know how they can do it.
Well, the society at large is drugged, and they're drugged with media, they're drugged with sports, they're drugged with so-called entertainment, and that's the name of the game.
Everybody talking about being able to talk about sports statistics.
You know, the biggest boom time in motion picture history was, I believe, in the 1930s when things were so bad. When things get real bad, people go to the movies. Now they go to football and sports, which wasn't around back then like it is now. You can't get away from sports. So it's the same thing. People are in denial, and they escape into some kind of diversion that they can relate to. They put off reality. I can't blame them. I don't blame them.
If you could talk that, though, you might be able to, you know, that's maybe something I need to do is hook up with somebody who's really good with sports and then inject the Fukushima into the conversation. I think I'd be hated for that one forever.
That's funny.
But the only way to reach these people is it. Yeah, hook up with the...
I'm afraid you're right.
Okay. Well,
all right, listen, you... God bless you. You take care of yourself, please. And if it's time to go home, it's time to go home. All right. I got an email from him. He's all right.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I got an email. He's okay. Just got it. All right.
Go Yoshi.
All right.
We're rooting for you, buddy. Thank you, Jeff. You have a nice night, my friend.
Thanks, Dana. Okay. Good night.